Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Alban here in Audio Boo, out in the garage or the garage. I was at, we were at Mass last night, what we call the Vigil Mass, which is a Mass that is performed on the evening before our Sunday Mass, but can also be performed on holidays of obligation. Now, you might not know a lot about that, and it's not particular that the fact we're at the Vigil Mass, it doesn't really matter, to be honest with you, because what I want to talk about this morning is something that's been playing on my mind, and in fact, not just playing on my mind, I have voiced this to my wife and to others over quite a long period of time now, how I am pretty much bored. Just say it, just get it out. I'm pretty much bored with our Mass. Now, we are Roman Catholic Christians, and I know I have some friends out there who are Roman Catholic Christians, but I know I've got friends who are Christians, and I've also got friends who are have faiths or have beliefs in other faiths, and some who have none. So it doesn't matter really, whatever your faith or non-faith is. But I think it's more applicable to those who do have a faith, or whatever your religion is. And as far as I'm concerned, for a long, long while now, the Roman Catholic Mass has been in need of drastic change. People now, and for a long while, including the ministry, have been, and this is right back to Rome and to the Pope, have been talking about the loss of new blood, as it were, into the priesthood. Not just the priesthood, but also monks and nuns. But particularly the priesthood, because at the end of the day, we need priests to perform the Mass. Now, we do have a modern thing nowadays, which is called a Eucharistic service, if the priest is not available. But it's not a full-blown Mass, if you like. Only a priest can perform that. But anyway, I just find it so, I can't use the word damn in the same phrase or sentence as Holy Mass. It is so boring. Now, last night, and like last weekend, at another parish that we go to, in fact, well, the one we believe is mostly a parish, not my home one here in Bathgate, but elsewhere, where there are really good priests. What do they say? The old standing joke, does good Mass. But they do. There's a few priests around who are enjoyable to listen to in a sermon, who are not theologians in the sermon, who tend to speak, take reference from the readings, and apply that to everyday life and not necessarily go on at length. There are other priests in the main who go on at length and bore everyone to bits. That's the sermon I'm talking about, and that's unique to the individual priest, which we can't control, of course. But the Mass itself is so boring. Over many a year, I've watched services from different faiths, different Christian faiths, mostly in the States, to be honest with you, because there seems to be an upswelling of new Christian groups, who, including youngsters here, in particular some of the youth groups, who are putting a little bit of bizazz into the Mass, as it were, with not the solemn organ music and boring drudgery, hymns sung at a slow pace, actually being murdered, but have put life back into Mass or service, whatever you want to call it. And I've watched, obviously, the Black Gospel Masses, which are just, you know, I have to say that some are just too over the top for my Scottish Christian Catholic upbringing. Just a wee bit too over the top. But in the main, I admire them because they let it all hang out, as they say. They let it go, and they may well have a preacher who preaches at length, But if you watch the people, they're enthralled because it does invite reaction from them. Whereas we can be sitting there for an hour, 3/4 an hour to an hour in a mass, and if you've had a boring sermon added to this boring mass, it just, I mean, I come away and I've got to stage now, I often say to my wife, that, you know, that was just, goodness gracious, something's needing done. There's an injection of life needing to go in. They need to change the mass. They're also talking about the loss of the youth. Well, it's not just loss of youth, loss of youth. I'm 65, the generation below mine's, those say in their 40s, 50s, they have been drifting away rapidly. They're the generation below them, I really don't want to know much about the Catholic Mass. And the kiddies that are growing up just now and being taken, and I say the word taken, to Mass with their parents, if you watch some, and I often watch some, are bored. In fact, nowadays, if you watch and look around, you'll see kids, teenagers, on mobile phones. There were two last night on their mobile phones, not talking, but you could see them trying to sneakily have a wee peek at who was texting them. I've seen mothers bring their kids in, little kids, with iPads or tablets of form and sit and play with them during the Mass. If you watch the teenagers, they don't want to be there. They're there because the parents, they're staying with their parents, and their parents have made it a rule of the house. If you stay here, you go to Mass. If they weren't with their parents, you wouldn't go to Mass. It's as simple as that. So not only are we not losing and not getting priests in, but we're also losing generation after generation drifting away. And I firmly believe it's because there's nothing to attract the young, the youth now. And if we don't save the youth, if we don't capture them and save them into the community, because after all, any faith, religion is a community. It's not just about one parish, it's a whole community, and then it becomes a global community if you really do get involved. But the way it is just now, there's no way they're going to save the generations. They've lost them already. They've lost them before they're even in the womb, if you like to say, because they're just not going to be interested. And it dismays me that those hierarchy in Rome sit back and think that the Mass is enjoyable, is attractive to the new blood, to the new generations, enough to keep them, get them interested, keep them listening and watching. We used to have three priests here at one time, a unique feature in modern day, not so long ago. It was when I was a young lad, we had three priests here. But we had three priests, and the oldest priest was in his 40s, Father Michael. We had Father John below him and Father Patrick, who was a theologist. But he took involvement with the youth group and was brilliant with those. Father John was just a joker, if you like. He loved to play pranks, and everybody watched him. The kids all loved him. Father Michael loved the music and continually tried to get people to up the beat, as it were. He would even gesticulate to them, come on, get it up there, speed it up, this is not a dirge, and inject life into the Mass. And unfortunately, within one fell swoop, they were all gone. And we got, I'm not going to talk about the priest, I've spoken about him before, an older priest who is just so damn, well, I've just used that word, sorry, rewind, take that away, that word away, so blooming boring, and theologist, oh my goodness, the kids, when it comes to the sermon, never mind the kids switching off, the adults switch off. But it's not just that, as I said, it's a whole Mass. The Mass needs something, it needs a blooming big injection of Red Bull, something like that. If it doesn't change quickly, and I can't see it doing that, if it doesn't change quickly, they may well complain in Rome and across the world, but they're to blame. They haven't done anything about it. I've spoken to priests in the past and said, no offence to you, Father, but the Mass needs to change. Look at the kids aren't interested. And had an agreement with them on that. But they can't change the Mass. It's got to come. And if the priests don't gather round and make go en masse, as it were, to, excuse the pun, to Rome and say, look, we're losing people here. We're losing the youth. We're losing the kids. You've got to do something. You know, do something now, or it'll never. It'll just die. And I'm afraid it is dying. It's dying and dying. Not just ours, but obviously to the Church of Scotland here. And, it's exactly the same. People are dying away. They're just withdrawing away from the faith. Maybe they still believe, but not enough to go on a Sunday or wherever. And that's a damn shame. So I'm not asking a question in general. I'm not looking for replies, but if you're thinking it, did you think that your particular faith, religion, is up for keeping the youth interested in, for them to continue to be the new blood and for them to bring up their generations behind them and to do the same? Or is your faith going along the same line as us, ours, in that it's doomed? It's doomed. And that's a shame. It's a real shame. Okay. Thanks for listening. I hope that wasn't too boring a sermon. Yeah, I should have played some good music behind this. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Okay, bye for now.